everyone. It's your girl, the Queen of NE, and I'm so excited to tell you about my show, Queen's Court. It's an awesome, fun, super interactive podcast led by yours truly, bringing you some awesome interviews, some great collabs, and just enjoying discussing our beloved sport of wrestling. You can find me on Twitter at the Queen of NE, on Instagram at XTheQueenOfNE, and of course my podcast, Queen's Court, on Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere podcasts are out. I encourage you to come take a listen to something new, something fresh, and something that you can only have when you hold court with the Queen.
What is going on, fellow wrestling fans? This is your boy, Matt Granberry. Welcome to another illustrious episode of Regular Guy Wrestle Talk. And big shout out to the Queen of the NE. Be sure to check out her show, Wednesdays. It is a great show. I've been on it, a bunch of people on it. It's just a wonderful, wonderful show. She is an absolute joy to talk to. And yeah, just check her out. Okay. A little different format for the show. No more musical introduction. I kind of wanted to change things up. But let's just dive right into what I wanted to get into today. And that is the massive, massive releases that WWE has performed on us. As of this recording, it's been almost a week since a bunch of very talented individuals was let go by WWE. Now, a lot of people are wondering why. A lot of people were wondering, you know, was this necessary? You know, WWE is a billion-dollar company, but unfortunately, during these times, I know Vince has been losing money. And I look at this as not such a bad thing. Even though it does suck. It does suck that people lost their jobs, especially in these times. It's not good at all when a person loses their job. It's not. And for me, for one, you know, we as wrestling fans, we looked upon the independent wrestlers as the ones that were, oh my gosh, they're really going to be hurting. They're really going to be struggling because, you know, they're not signed to guaranteed contracts. They're not signed to six figure contracts. They make their monies off of pure bookings. That's it. And now that these WWE superstars have been let go, you know, all of them are under the 90-day no-compete clause, and all of them are going to still be paid for 6 months. The NXT superstars that have been let go, they're under a 30-day no-compete, and they're going to get paid for at least another month. So they're not really in the same boat as the independent wrestlers, but they kind of are. It's kind of like a one foot out, one foot in kind of deal. But I look at this way. Yes, it sucks that they lost their jobs. There's no doubt about that. But if you think for 1 minute, 1 second, that none of these people are not going to have promotions blowing up their phone, you know, already talking to these people and saying, hey, when your no compete is up, you know, we're going to work out a deal or something like that, you're crazy. You know, I know for a fact that we're probably going to see the revival. They were the first to be let go. We're probably going to see the revival in AEW. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw EC3 in AEW. I wouldn't be surprised, you know, when all this is over, if we don't see a bunch of them, you know, make their names on the independents again, go to Impact, go to AEW, go to MLW. Hell, some of them have been, you know, we've been kicking around ideas on wrestling Twitter. Some of them may even go to Japan. I know I was in a conversation with somebody this week, you know, that said Rusev should go to New Japan. That idea is not out of the great realm of possibilities. Just imagine Rusev versus Suzuki, Rusev versus Goto or Shingo. I could definitely see Rusev in the never open weight division, maybe even the U.S. title picture. That would be a great fit for him. So it's not that they're not going to have jobs waiting on them. It's just, I feel bad for them that they did lose their jobs, because, you know, we all saw Drake Maverick's video. He loved being there, and I'm sure a bunch of them loved being there, but they're looking at it as, here's an opportunity. Here is possibility of me actually getting to my full potential, and here's a new challenge in front of me. And if anybody knows these people, I mean, we fans, we see these people on a week-to-week basis. These are some of the strongest individuals, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally. They're strong people. They're going to bounce back from this. They're going to be better for this. And don't be surprised. Do not be surprised when all this crap is over with, when the coronavirus is gone from existence, that not only will you see these individuals in different companies and thriving, I believe so, because they have the talent and the perseverance to do so, but some of them will make their way back to WWE. I have no doubt about that, because they're that damn good, to steal a line from Triple H. They're that damn good. They are. And I just refuse to believe that it's not going to happen. I also believe that when all this is said and done, and this thought popped into my head as I was watching America Rana 18 from Beyond Wrestling last night on YouTube, the independent wrestling scene is going to be absolutely kick-ass when it returns, when all this is over with. I believe the resurgence will be absolutely, no offense, AJ, it will be phenomenal. Independent wrestling will get back to where it was. It'll be hotter than ever. Promotions like Beyond Wrestling will see so much, you know, exposure and talent come in. I firmly believe this. Hell, you might see some of these individuals that got released in Beyond Wrestling. Like I said, there, you know, Mike Bennett, he tweeted out that he's going to just steal every WWE finisher out there and do it on the indies. So, that, I mean, it's not like shows are not coming on. I mean, we've had no audience shows from independent promotions. We just haven't had a lot of them. But when this is all over, and I know I keep on saying that, I do, but when this is all over, I just feel that, you know, not only are the individuals that got released, they're going to be fine, they're going to find promotions, they're going to sign them, they're going to find bookings, everyone's going to find bookings again. I'm sure people have already said, hey, when this is all over, you know, we'll call you, we'll book you. I'm sure promoters and talent have been talking to each other, you know, left and right. But, you know, we're going to see some great wrestling out of these individuals, not, and from the independent stars as well, when this is all over. But as far as the talent that has been released, one, like I've said, I see this as a possibility. I see this as a new challenge for them that they'll accept and they'll thrive in because, again, they're just that damn good. And now, I know it wasn't how somebody may have planned, but now you got a whole bunch of spots open. You got a whole bunch of spots open that maybe some other talent that wasn't getting used could now thrive in. Now I know there's people out there that have already said, well, I can't believe they let this guy go and they kept this guy or something like that. And I'm like, look, it is what it is. It sucks, yes, but it is what it is. I'm just saying there's spots open now that, you know, talent that we haven't seen can now fill. So there's more opportunities. So, man, I may not necessarily agree with what Vince did, but I cannot and will not deny that the opportunities he has presented, if you care to look at it from that viewpoint, the opportunities for the talent that's been let go, hey, you can go pursue, you know, what you want to do. You can go work for this promotion that you say that you've been thinking about. Or you can go work the indies if you wanted to and go wrestle this person that you've always wanted to wrestle. And for the talent that's still there, hey, here's your opportunity. Here's a spot open. Step up. You know, maybe just something to think about. I don't know. But in any case, we should not be, you know, saying we're glad that these people lost their jobs. Absolutely not. I hate that they lost their jobs. But I'm trying to look at it in the positive light that now that they have an opportunity to go do something, they have an opportunity to go do something they've been thinking about for a long time. Who knows? We'll just have to wait and see. Well, that's going to do it for me for this week. Thanks to everybody who listens. Thanks to all the support out there. Thanks to everyone at the DYWTSB Network, Mort Pops Queen, all the Beef Crew. Thanks a lot. Thank you to Synergy Wrestling being such a great partner. Thank you to PowerSlam TV for being such a great promoter and a great sponsor. We love you guys. And until next time, people, be safe out there. Be kind to one another and support each other in our mutual love of pro wrestling. All right. We'll see you later, guys. Bye.